Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erevin, Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Gemara teaches us a very, very important heter in terms of building a tent on Shabbos. There's an Isser to build on Shabbos, an Isser derives of a binyan, and an Ol Harai, building a temporary type of tent, is an Isser midrabanan. But the Gemara does say that there is one way to build an Ol Harai if you build it backwards. The Gemara says a few wide lines down that Amar of Yehuda, Hai Medurasa Mimala Lamata Shari. If a person's building a Medura of some sort, he's allowed to build it from top to bottom, but Mimata Lamala Aser, but from bottom to top would be Aser. In other words, Rashi explains if you hold the piece of wood, forgetting Muksa, it's a case of Yontif, you hold the wood high up and then start putting beneath it the lower parts of the wood, that's allowed, that would be a shinoi. But to build from the bottom to the top, that would be aser. So this is a very, very important heter. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Tes Vav Siv Gimel. The Mechaber is describing how to put together a bed, and he writes, Mita Shema Midin Oso. If you're setting up a bed, aser laniach haraglayim tchila ulaniach aleim hakrashim. You can't first set up the legs and then place a board on top of it. Ella yosim hakrashim tchila. First, hold the board up ba'avir in the air, and then afterwards you can place the legs beneath it. And then the Mishnah Berurah explains here, because since you're doing this b'derech shinoi, alkein tzarech l'shanos, therefore you have to do a shinoi, l'echos ha'krushim she'akisui b'avir, hold it up in the air first, then acharkach l'asis metach t'raglayim. Now Rav Nissen Kreletz points out that let's say you're holding the board up of the bed, but then when you put the legs in, you're going to lower it a little bit, because it's very hard to be precise to hold it exactly the height where the legs are going to go. That's fine as well. But first thing you have to do is first hold up the tent, hold up the board, and then you can put the walls underneath it. That is a heter in building an Ol Harai. An interesting example of Simcha Baram Cohen says, let's say a person wants to put over a mosquito net over the carriage. So putting the mosquito net over the carriage would be a problem of ohel, assuming that the awning of the shul isn't already out. If it's already out, you're allowed to be most of an ohel. But let's say there is no awning that's out yet, it's not extended over, so placing the mosquito net over would be a problem of ohel, because you have the walls of the shul, and now you're placing a tent on top. So the het there would be, Rav Simcha Baram Cohen points out, that if you hold up the mosquito in the air, the mosquito net in the air, and have someone push the shul underneath it, that would be a shinoi, building an Ol Harai, and that would be permissible.